Our diocese has named this time of year, as if you didn't know it, the season of stewardship. And on past Sundays of this month, we've looked in varying ways at this important aspect of the Christian journey. But I need to declare in all honesty right here and now, I personally hate the word stewardship. From past associations, particularly sermons, plodding on and on and on about finances and our obligation to pass a bigger and fuller budget, I've come to cringe at this word. It's all over the front of this leaflet. I thought, oh my God, I don't want to look at it. And maybe you feel similarly. I also have to admit the word in itself is good. One definition is, quote, the management or care of something, especially in a responsible and careful way. And it's always good to be responsible and caring, right? Only in our particular context, Christian stewardship, that definition is totally inadequate. Why, I hear you ask? Because unless your experience is pretty much an exception to the rule, stewardship's pronoun or synonym for most folks is, can you say the word? Money. And stewardship sermons are way too often harangues about upping donations. Not here, of course, but in other churches. That, focusing solely on finances, is no more the sum of Christian stewardship than Brussels sprouts are the sum of Christmas dinner. And thank God they're not, because I loathe them too. Money and our care and management of it is certainly part of faithful stewardship. There's no getting around that, and we shouldn't try. Just as those dreadful sprouts might be part of your Christmas dinner, but they are a small part, a very small part. Real Christian stewardship is way bigger than money, way more important. And a single word, the sermon isn't going to end here, but in a single word, Christian stewardship equals gratitude. It's gratitude and responsive gratitude, pure and simple, an attitude of heart, as Alistair's letter calls it. It's that that embraces all we are and all we have and all we can do as co-workers with God in the world's and our own transformation. Giving charts, financial pledges, pledge sheets, all of the above. David, I'm not knocking all those things that we received in the packet. They're important. They're parts of the whole. But true Christian stewardship is, here it is, it's an ongoing state and response of gratitude for all our blessings, a life that reciprocates in sharing our very selves. Some would say gratitude is an act, something we do, and it is, like praying before dinner, saying thanks for a gift or showing appreciation for others. But it's so very much more than that. The state and the response, and they are different, the state, the way of being, and the response, what flows from that, is an actual way of living that transforms the one who feels thankful. American singer and guitarist Willie Nelson expressed this because he's experienced it in his own life. He says, "When I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around." And who would argue with Willie Nelson? Gratitude actually has two parts. It first has an acknowledgement of the reality that there is goodness in your life and goodness in mine, okay? Number one, wow, some great things are present in my being. And second, the recognition that where they got here, how they got here, the source of this goodness is at least partly not me, that it is partly outside ourselves, that we alone are not the cause for this being. We're so blessed. I don't have to tell you, being in Canada, especially now, being in this part of the world, we have so much, and we need to recognize that so much of what we have has been placed in our laps through sheer luck and serendipity. Now, that's not to say we haven't worked for much of those things. I worked alongside you. But if I hadn't been born in this part of the world, to the particular parents who birthed me and raised me, to know that I could be anything I wanted to be, regardless of being a woman, and so on and so forth, I wouldn't be the person I am, and you, for your part, would not be the person you are. Gratitude, a truly profound sense and response of appreciation, is an energy. An energy, an attitude that changes our life perspective by opening our eyes to a more expansive view of reality. And funnily enough, the more we notice and give thanks for our blessings, the less we might pine for what we don't have. Stewardship is a big word, but Christian stewardship is bigger, and it embraces all of this and nothing less. Thankfulness for all we've been given, and a life lived in faithful response. Don't let that pesky sprout called money narrow your field of vision. The Bible talks a lot about gratitude as a natural, positive response to God's love and goodness, a literal way of life that acknowledges God's loving hand and call to us to, in turn, be thankful. And here's the kicker, here's the hard part: in all circumstances. St. Paul has the nerve to say, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Right. Way easier said than done. Thankfulness doesn't feel so natural with so much bad stuff going around, does it? Personally, nationally, and God knows, and God does, internationally. And that's why responsive gratitude is a real spiritual discipline. I hate that word too, discipline. A response that we choose to make. Not that we're told to make by a priest in a sermon, but a response we choose to make out of love. Never obligation. Thankfulness doesn't ignore or deny the bad stuff that comes along with life. Rather, it acknowledges them. It admits they're real while opening our eyes to the good stuff so easily missed. And like any discipline, eating more healthfully giving up alcohol, exercising at the gym, being thankful takes daily practice. This sermon isn't to you, this sermon is to me. I really need to hear this. Happily, the more we do this, so I'm told, the easier it gets. And starting with what seems to be small stuff can make the bigger stuff, the other gifts of life, far easier and more apparent. The more we thank God for things, the more we notice things to be thankful for. And that makes sense, doesn't it? It's a continuum. You have to start somewhere. And even more, and here I feel a little like one of those irritating TV folks hawking kitchen gadgets and crying out, "And if you buy now, we'll throw in a deluxe baking pan, two oven mitts, and an extra silicone spoon set." But even more, a spirit of gratitude is a powerful catalyst for happiness. The positive effects of gratitude, God bless us, have been scientifically proven. Studies have shown, and I can cite them, the number one joy indicator, the one thing that most predicts if a person is going to feel joy, is the simple practice of gratitude. Feeling grateful boosts the neurotransmitters, dopamine and serotonin, and the exciting hormone oxytocin associated with happiness and a positive outlook on life. Golly sakes, what a deal. Today is Pledge Sunday, culmination of the past 4 weeks, reminding us, and this is really where Christian stewardship touches the core, reminding us God hungers for our partnership in the transforming work of love. The Holy of Holies, creator and sustainer of all that is, chooses to need me, and chooses to need you, and chooses to need all our human efforts to heal and to comfort and to make new. And part of those efforts admittedly includes dollars and cents. As Alistair reminds us, and as every family knows, what we're able to do in the name and by the grace of God is significantly determined by that tangible, and by the faithful sharing of those tangibles, time, talent, and treasure, we more deeply feel our closeness, our union with the one who forever is calling, "Come closer." In his 33 years on earth, Jesus did his best through words and actions, extending even to the cross, to reveal God's nature and love. And if we were able to distill this message of Jesus's to its purest, most basic form, we could do no better than to hear Henry Nouwen's answer when asked to do this. What is the heart of Jesus' message? "That's simple," he replied. "It's come close. Come close. Simply and all-embracingly, come closer to me, always and in every way." In this hard day and age, it's difficult to imagine, let alone believe, but God literally yearns to be intimate with us, each and every and all of us. The Holy One who fills our insides, embraces us in creation itself with a love surpassing comprehension. A love who, not what, who forever calls us into relationship. And here's an important distinction, covenant relationship. Covenant, a word we don't tend to use in common conversation, covenant. Contract, now we know what that is. We're used to contracts, and we're used to contractual relationships, signed agreements between two parties where each agrees to do something. Think lendee and lendor, borrower and banker. If you have a mortgage, you know what I mean. This is a contractual relationship, impersonal and very conditional, where love and gratitude really have no place. And it's only natural, because we are so contractual slash contract used to, it's only natural for us to assume our pledges are also contracts. But they're not. The one to whom we pledge is our lover, not our banker. Our pledge is a promise to do our best, only our best, heart to heart, grounded on natural and mutual love. All people, not just Christians, all people live and move and have their being in a covenant relationship with God, a bond not unlike the ideal parent-child relationship, having zero qualification and zero condition. Utterly undeserved, wholly unconditional, and totally unlimited. God's intimacy with you is one-sided, an entirely free gift that you don't have to do anything to receive. It's a gift because you are cherished. And gratitude, the natural human response to being loved, I mean, really, if somebody loves you, you can't help, I mean, really loves you, and you know it. It's not just a ruse or a word that is used. It feels good deep inside. Gratitude is at the very heart of this relationship, this whole thing called Christian stewardship. And Meister Eckhart, a medieval theologian, summed it up much more shortly than this sermon. He said, quote, "If the only prayer you say in your whole life is thank you, that would be enough." Gratitude and our response by sharing changes our whole outlook on life. We have spiritual eyes, you know, because we are not just body, we are spiritual beings. And gratitude helps us to more fully feel God's always presence in our life, our oneness with God. And so, on this beautiful Pledge Sunday, here's a question for you and then one for me. On this beautiful Pledge Sunday, how will you share the remaining 86,400 seconds God has given you today, and hopefully tomorrow? And I ask the same question of myself. How will I respond to being so deeply cherished?